have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You guys have done some interesting research.
Yeah.
We've gone
very
digging.
Very important.
We've gone digging for the facts, the hard-hitting facts,
hard-hitting,
the truth. Hard
important facts about faking orgasms.
Yep. We're just faking it.
We are here with the hard-hitting news. We're here to keep you all up to date on the hard important hitting. Issues.
It's so important.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one. Hard-hitting. Oof. But, Rach, we found a percentage of women apparently fake it. How many?
80%.
80% fake it.
80%.
Yep. According to a study.
I don't know what study, but according to a study, 80% of women, it says something like 1,800 women were...
Wow, that's a lot. That's actually a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just women. But my curiosity around this is that just heterosexual women? Or, what about men and particularly gay men? Do you guys ever have to fake it as well?
I think it's trickier for men to fake it. Because there's normally evidence of what you've finished. I'm trying to put this in the most eloquent way possible. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Dip a hand in a glass of water and just do some flicking. I'm done.
Look, for me, that's... I'd be convinced.
But you see it, though. It's a visual as well.
Well, not if it's on their back.
Oh, my God!
Good morning.
Wow.
Shout out to my family that listens sometimes.
No, what are you doing?
Okay, yes. So
but I think the question is not so much do you, but why would you? I mean, so Rach, you are a lesbian.
Yeah.
Tell us.
What?
Is this something does this happen with lesbian sex as well? Do you find that you fake it sometimes?
Absolutely does happen.
Right.
Now, personally, I am a very respectful woman, and if I can't do it, I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to be like, it's not going to happen.
Right, so you'll actively say this isn't going to work, or I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and make fake noises and sound like a dying chicken or I don't know.
Is that how it sounds?
Well, if you're faking it, probably, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because it's not authentic.
A dying chicken.
I don't know. I don't know what dying chickens sound like. That was just...
I'm done.
But I do have a really sad story about this. So because it is such a common thing for women to fake it, I actually have some close friends of mine who were married. They were in a same-sex relationship for 5 years. And one of them finally decided to confess to her partner that she had been faking it for 5 years.
God.
5 years!
Just to have an honest conversation
That's
to be like, can you go a little to the left?
That's all it is usually. This is the left.
Yeah. 5 years. And so their relationship basically fell apart because of that revelation.
It went downhill very quickly. And then, yeah, the partner who was upset by the news actually moved on to someone else.
Well, it can be quite humiliating, I would assume.
Yeah.
Surely.
So they found someone else to disappoint afterwards. That's nice.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, it's one of those things, it is kind of, sex is still, as we talk about it on air in front of all these people.
Taboo.
But sex is taboo. Mm. People don't feel comfortable talking about things like this, especially with a partner where you feel like you might potentially get some judgment.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how far into a relationship you feel you can actually have honest conversations about sex.
Is this something you've been through before with a partner? Have you faked it before? Have they faked it? Have you had to talk about it? Is it something that happens more often with lesbians or females than it does with men? We'd love to know your story here on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You are a big breakfast. We're talking about faking it. We're having a bit of a giggle, not because of faking it.
Well, I mean...
Well, kind of.
legit.
We were talking before about, you know, that maybe it's harder for men to fake it because there is evidence of what they've done.
Yes.
But, Rach, you've found some more research.
I have found a research, and this one...
Fantastic.
A research.
I can tell you where this research was conducted. It was conducted by the Journal of Sex Research, where 180 male and 101 female college undergraduates were asked about their experience faking orgasms, and they actually found that 25% of males had actually have faked at least one orgasm. So right. Apparently the way that they do that is they...
Yeah, break it down. Blow by blow.
Cameron!
I don't know what you're insinuating.
So it ranged from things like saying that they just made some extra noises, said how good it felt, and that was it. Or they just stopped.
My favourite is the dude that just stops and walks out.
Stop and leave.
Okay.
See you later. Or they remove...
Protection.
Good job. In private...
I think you can say the word condom on radio.
Well,
fine. We're talking about orgasms.
So the lack of evidence... No, we're talking about faking it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so apparently guys do.
Well, I guess when you're, you know... Yeah. When you're in, I guess you can hide it a bit, can't you, I suppose? But we've had a message in about this. Can we read it on air? Is it appropriate to read?
You guys,
okay, go for it.
Yeah. Look. I don't know if this person wants to be named, but and they've just told us where they've been on a holiday, so you're really giving yourself away. And they're on their way to work. But anyway, they faked it a couple of times with friends. They are a top, and there is no evidence if you don't use a condom.
Right, okay.
So just like...
So you do what you do, and like, oh, that was great.
You can splash some water on their back.
That's not what's happening.
That's not what they're implying is happening. Rach. But yeah, we're going to keep moving on. I'm not going to break this down for you.
I mean, I think that's really important. It's really important. Obviously, people want to preserve feelings as well. You know, I think that, you know, you don't want to be seen as someone that's not enjoyed what's happened, I suppose, do you? So that's why you would do that. You don't want to...
You want to be appreciative.
You don't want to hurt their feelings as well. Like, oh, you couldn't get me off. Like, you have to give a little. And you know what, if faking it makes everyone feel better in that moment, then, you know.
Yeah, I feel like some people have the theory of you fake it till you make it. But I don't think that is necessarily true. You don't always make it. And sometimes faking it can ruin it for the entire future.
If you're in a relationship, you mean?
Well,
like an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Well, like your friend
like
had.
Like my friends.
Who faked it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because then how do you come back from that?
But also, I feel like it messes with your head. Like, just tell them, like Cam said, move to the left. Whatever you need to tell them.
An open and honest conversation about what you need to reach the climax.
I mean, I can say that I've never faked it.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's great or not, but it's never come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's been times when I've been like,
that's the whole point.
There's been times when I've said, you know what, it's not going to happen today.
Yes, honesty.
And that's fine. That happens to everybody as well.
Policy.
It doesn't mean you have to, but I think everyone's had that happen. That's better than faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know how people have faked it.
I don't think I've ever faked it. I think I've maybe made it a much more of a thing than it was. Like, I was like, yeah, like I've reached it. But I made it so much bigger than it needed to be.
Yeah. I think... That is definitely faking it.
No, but I still did.
It doesn't matter. You still made it better
to be fair,
than what it was.
You exaggerated.
All right. Is exaggerating and faking the same?
It's called showmanship.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I just put it on a show for everyone. Woo.
You are shimmying as we speak.
Yep.
It is disgusting.
So I don't think you can be your true, authentic self without admitting that you have faked it. And, I've got a confession.
Oh.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Didn't you say earlier that you haven't?
Well, it's not about sex.
Oh.
Oh, what do you fake?
Sometimes I fake my laughing.
Oh, wow.
To make people feel better about the jokes that
they
say.
It's important that you tell Luke that you've been doing this to him.
Oh, wow.
But it's true. Like, there is always something that we fake, whether it's having an orgasm, or it's laughing at bad jokes.
Or just a smile to get through the day.
Is that really so so hard to... Wait, why are you faking smiles?
Well, I mean, it's all ties back into the same thing, right? Where you do these things and you fake certain actions to make others feel better.
Yeah.
It's not really about yourself. It's about them.
It is. It's a very selfless act to fake things.
But you can tell when a fake laugh is fake, though, normally.
Can you?
Yeah, I know my fake laugh is really disingenuous. Like, it's like...
I feel like, yes, if you laughed like that. But I can make myself laugh like it's funny without actually being amused.
No, I can't. My laugh is so distinct and loud and obnoxious that, like, if it's not actually funny, you know that I'm not really laughing.
I'm pretty giving with my time for a laugh, and I think I've hit that age where I'm like, if your joke's not funny, I'm not going to laugh. I don't fake laughter.
He just stares right through you.
I do.
That a lot.
You two are, like, so... I don't know. I don't even know the word for it.
I don't
it.
Care if it hurts someone's feeling. Get a better joke. Be funnier.
Okay.
Well, now you know that I'd laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, thank God I'm actually funny. No, sometimes I am. But seriously...
Well,
but
you're not a comedian, though.
Let's go to the messages and see if you are or not.
No. I'll just get told I'm not a comedian again. No, but seriously, like, there are so many things in life that we fake, like faking our intelligence. As if you don't do that.
Yeah.
I correct people on their grammar all the time.
I'm gonna get some hate for this one, but quite often sincerity.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like I'm a fairly caring person. I'm definitely there for a lot of people, but there are some times where I definitely fake giving a damn.
Yeah, yeah. I fake politeness sometimes as well.
Yeah.
Sincerity, and then as soon as I'm done with that interaction, I'm like, ugh.
I don't think I'm good at faking it, so I feel like people probably know.
Yeah, I see right through it when you do that to me.
See, I feel like you have to be good at it to get away with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But also in like new jobs, a lot of fake it till you make it is a real thing, you know.
Oh,
you might feel out of your depth, but you don't want to say I'm out of my depth. So you're like, yeah, totally, I can do that. I can do everything.
I'm great with Excel.
Math, sure. I love math. All the time.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Thank you very much, Dee.
I know that you're too scared to ask me, so don't even try. You look petrified. I'll tell you what the hardest thing to fake is.
Yeah.
Pleasure in somebody else's food that they've prepared for you.
That's so true.
Because the lights are on and everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is absolutely delicious.
No, that's
which
fair.
I don't do at home, darling, if you're listening. But but you know, when you're at families, you know, when you're with family and friends at somebody's house, it's like, yeah, no, that's... And I can't. I work around it because there's no point saying that is delicious because they'll cook it for you next time.
Right,
I'm
so
that
what do you do?
Horrible person that will look you in the eyes and be like, how's my food? And so they have to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd tell you. I feel like telling you now.
So if someone asks you that, are you honest about it, or do you actually just try and do the faking it?
Yeah, I find it very hard to fake interest in food if I'm not. I'd sort of avoid the question.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I give it away so quickly when I'm eating food that I like, I'm like, oh, like it's so good. Like I actually react. So if I don't react, that's kind of indication of where it's at.
My stepmother once, and who I adore, hi Margaret if you're listening, once bought me back something that I absolutely hate from on an overseas trip. She bought back peanut butter cups from Hershey's.
I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Most people love them. I don't like the taste. Of chocolate or peanut butter. So together, nightmare.
Right.
Anyway, but she was newly into our family. So my father said, can you please just tell her that you love them? I said, oh, absolutely. Every trip for the next 10 years. So all my friends are
happy. Oh my God, I wish I had
but
known
see, that's
you
the thing.
For
if,
those 10
if
years.
If I'd said, I don't like them, get me M&Ms. You know,
you would have been sorted.
Job done.
Yeah.
So I faked it. Anyway, got to go, bye.
So faking it can result in a negative reaction like that.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.